You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to talk about my stepdaughter's boyfriend for just a moment. Good kid. I like him.
That's good.
You know, and
that's
it's
a plus.
I'll tell you something. I have not felt that way about some of the other clowns that she has gone out with. Yeah. And that's what every parent or step-parent, I mean, they can all tell. You're going to be dealing with this in just a few short years.
Oh, yeah, I'm dreading
it. Where Reed is going to be introducing you to someone.
Yeah.
A girl or a boy, and you're going to be like, I don't really care for them.
You need to stop hanging out with them.
Yeah, and you can't really do that.
And they'll just fight back and hang out with them more, just like we all did.
And sneak out and all that other stuff.
Yep.
Because, you know what? We did it.
Yep.
Like, I dated people that my parents weren't crazy about.
Oh,
so.
Same, man. Oh, God.
So, I mean, that's a natural thing. But this guy, he's a cool kid. I mean, he's an engineering student, you know, in college.
That's good.
I like that. So he's smart. He's very athletic. He treats her very well. And I don't understand why, because, I mean, she's, you know, but... I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We do joke with her sometimes. We'll be talking with her. And we'll be like, you know, what is he still doing going out with you?
Because why is she with you?
Because she doesn't put a lot of effort into
what's
it.
What's she bringing to the table?
Exactly. And I mean, and again, I'm kind of happy.
I think we know. I think we know what she's bringing.
But, you know, it's just like,
all right.
Anyway, here's the story, though.
Okay.
So she told us a couple of months ago, she goes, guess what he's doing? What? He's going to be making donations to the sperm bank.
Oh.
He's going to sell his seed.
A little extra cash to help pay for that engineering degree, I guess.
Well, yes.
What's the going rate?
I started asking questions like, how much money can you make from this? And so he's like, he says you can make pretty good dollars and you can go fairly often, you know, and
2 or 3 times a day, really.
You when I,
he's young.
Well, he's 19.
He's
I
young.
Mean, come on. I remember when I was 19.
Oh, my God. It's here. It says healthy men are able to earn up to $1,000 a month doing that.
Okay,
$70 for each donation, $50 at the time of donation, which just feels naughty. They just slide a $50 over to you after you're done. And then $20 when the sample is released. Released.
So I'll go ahead and let you make all your jokes because we thought this was funny too. But
yeah.
He was nervous about all of it, so he asked Zoe to go with him. So she went to the place with him. And you know, he had to start by providing
by stretching.
Yeah. Get lumbered up. You know, he has to start by providing a sample. And they came back and said, you are rejected.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
no.
No. Was he wearing tidy whities the day of the donation?
He was rejected by the sperm bank. They turned him down.
Why?
Well, apparently his count was a little below average. So...
is there a way to boost that? I'm Googling so much stuff on my work computer right now that it shouldn't be Googling.
Right.
You'll hear about it. How do you boost the account?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know, but I know that they said, thank you very much for your, you know, we appreciate your enthusiasm for this, but we must reject you.
Oh, man.
I know some people get mad that we joke about stuff like this, but we look on the lighter side of life with everything. Even serious issues, we can laugh about some. I told her immediately, she goes, well, his count is below average. And I go, God, marry him right now.
Right, you don't have to worry about anything.
You can definitely continue to see this guy, all right? I don't need to be a grandfather or anything, so keep seeing this guy.
Right.
So
he needs more antioxidant-rich foods, so slap the blueberries. Give him some blueberries.
Listen, let me tell you something. I've never met a 19-year-old who eats healthier than this guy and works out, and he's in great shape, and he's trying to get, you know, he's trying to convince Zoe to start eating better
because
she eats crap, man.
Yeah, because number one is get enough exercise and sleep, avoid certain medications, vitamin D. Take ashwagandha. I was taking ashwagandha for a long time. I wonder what my counts are.
What does that stuff do besides work on your
accounts?
That's
like for mood and stuff like that. So.
Oh, you need that too.
Oh, God, yeah. Avoid excessive alcohol and drugs. And
yeah, he doesn't do
so,
any of that.
Yeah, huh. Well, maybe he is wearing the tidy whities.
I mean, I don't know.
That, you know, if they get too hot down there.
You know, the thing is, it's just his count is it's not like his count is zero.
Bummer,
he's fine.
Though.
It's just below average. They want certain levels for guys who are going to
do this.
Absolutely,
because they want this stuff to work.
So it's not like it like wrecked his life. He's like, nah, but
no,
like,
but
dang,
on the other side
that.
Of things, yeah, you're missing out on some cash,
he's
and then you're
missing out on
on
some college cash
and helping people out that you know need
and
these
helping
donations.
Families
so that's
who
a bummer.
Cannot conceive.
Oh,
and
man.
He was like, I really wanted to do that.
Can you get a do-over? Do they say come back later, or is it like one and done? Like, nah, you're
I
out.
Don't see why not.
I would want a do-over.
I'll be back
in a month.
give them 90 days or whatever and see if,
absolutely.
I don't know if it's like a biorhythm thing.
Just
where
having a
fluctuates.
Bad day. He's just having a bad day.
Because you had a bad day.
Because you had a low count.